Today's shir is Masechta Ma'akot and Daf Yud Tes. We will begin on Daf Yud Ches on the Beis at the bottom of the Amid at the Mishnah. Teaches us the Mishnah, Ein Kais V'Shtari Chai B'Moid, we're not allowed to write notes of debt on Chalamoid. Then Ein Maminoi, if the Malva does not trust the Loiva, and he doesn't trust him that he will write, that he will pay him back, he won't claim that I never borrowed money from you. Or if the cipher doesn't have the ability, the cipher needs to write these types of documents in order that it should have panosuf for cholamoid, then for yontif, then I raise a yichtav, it may be written. So the Chsas Emes says that the chiddush of our Mishnah is that it's always appropriate when somebody borrows, lends money, it should be documented and it should be put into a document. It avoids any type of misunderstanding. So it teaches us the Mishnah that in Cholamoid, one should not write the shtar unless it's the conditions that we just learned that they don't trust or the person who's writing the shtar needs it for panosa. And the Karen Ira points out that all the cases that may be written on Cholamoid, they fall into the category of Tzarchei Rabim. And therefore, since they fall into the category of Tzarchei Rabim, they can be written in a normal fashion. In other words, when the writing is allowed to take place, it could take place in the most normal fashion. It says the Mishnah, Ein Kaisen Svarim Tefillin Mezuzos B'Moid. One may not light Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, and Mezuzos of Cholamoid, Ve'ein Magin, Ois Achas, we're not allowed to even fix one word of a Sefer Torah, but feel of a Sefer Kaza Ezra. So, and the Sefer Ezra, the two pshatim. One pshat in the Sefer Ezra is that there was a Sefer Torah that they had that was written by Ezra, which of course was very special and very significant. And the Mishnah is telling us even in that sefer is not mutter. And others say that it's the sefer that was in the Azoros, not to be pronounced Sefer Ezra, but rather to be pronounced Sefer Azora. That in the Azora of the Beis HaMikdash, they had a special Sefer Torah that they used as the base for all other Sefer Torah. That means if they wanted to know what is the proper way a letter, a word, or anything is supposed to be written, that was the Sefer Torah, and that Sefer Torah we're not allowed to correct on Cholamoid. There's a Machlokes Rishonim. When does this halacha apply? Some Rishonim says that this halacha that we're not allowed to correct the Sefer Torah is only on a situation where we don't need the Sefer Torah for Yontif, for Cholamoid. But if we're going to need the Sefer for Cholamoid, for Yontif, to read from, so it's like all the other things that we need for Yontif that we're allowed to correct in Cholamoid. Others say that the Miri says that even if it's necessary, we can't correct it. And the reason is this is considered a very significant avodah. It's a very significant act. And since it's a significant, we may not do it under any circumstances on Yontif. The question is, asked the Eim Bracha, but Megiyin means even just to fix one letter. Where is the big tircha in fixing one letter? Says the Eim Bracha, that once Chazal identified that, as we just said, that Ketziva is considered a significant act, so even when you're just writing one letter, it is considered a significant act. There's an interesting discussion amongst the Rishonim and the Paiskim. If somebody is allowed to write a Cholamoid Chedushei Torah, the Ritva says that Chedushei Torah, where we're concerned that you're going to forget what you learned, or you forgot what you were mechadish, the halacha is that you are allowed to write it a Cholamoid. And that's the way the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Hayim Simen Tuf Kuf Mem Hei Siftas Paskins, that you're allowed to write Chedusha Torah if you're concerned you shouldn't forget it. And moreover, he says in those days if they saw something in a sefer, they would have to write it if they wanted to keep it. If somebody saw something in a sefer and he wants to make sure that he should have it for posterity, he's allowed to record it, he's allowed to write it. And the Beis Yosef explains, one is we're concerned that he may forget, and secondly, since when somebody copies over something, he's not so careful to make sure that it's written perfectly well. So even though we're learning that ksiva is considered a significant act, in this format, it's not considered such a significant format. The Rashba disagrees, and the Rashba says that if you have something that you want to remember, you don't have a right to write it down in Chol HaMoed. What you should do, says the Rashba, is review it enough times until you remember it, and therefore you wouldn't have to write it in order to avoid forgetting it. But the Mishnah Berurah says that even that is not, he says, we don't follow the opinion of the Rashba. He says, because if I'll write it down, it'll take a short while, and I'll write down whatever I have to write down, and then I can learn further. But if, because I'm trying to avoid writing, I'm going to have to review and review till I memorize whatever I learned, so I shouldn't forget it, in that time, I could have learned something new. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah takes the position that you could learn, you have a chiddush, you could write it down on Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Yehuda Omer continues the Mishnah, Kaisav Adam Tefillin Mezuzos La'atzmai. If somebody may write Tefillin Mezuzos for himself to fulfill the mitzvah that he needs, Tefillin, he needs a mezuzah. But to write it on behalf of other people, or to write it and sell it, that is prohibited. The tava al-yirechoy, a person could put on his lap the tcheles, the blue wool, but it only could be put on not in the normal fashion. The only in a non-normal way of putting on the tzitzis may be done in Chol HaMoed. It has to be done with a shinoi. The question Tosfos asks is why by tzitzis does it say that you have to make the tzitzis with a shinui? Whereas by the tefillin and the sefer Torah and the tefillin mezuzos, the Mishnah doesn't mention any shinui. So Tosfos, the Rav Maskil, the Tava says that tzitzis, all we look for is the result. So the fact that you put the tzitzis on your beged with a shinui doesn't make a difference. As long as you put them on, as long as they're there and they're on properly, that's fine. By the sefer Torah, it has to be written properly. And therefore, since it has to be written properly, we can't make any dispensation in how they were written. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, Kasav Adam, Tefillin Mezuzos La'atzmai, a person can write Tefillin Mezuzos for himself, V'tavai Ayirechoi Tcheles L'talesoi, U'la'cherim, for other people he could do it, B'toiva. He could only do it for free, but not for getting paid. And as the Rishonim pay, if I'm going to get paid, that means that I did full-fledged melacha. But if I'm not getting paid, it's not considered that I did full-fledged melacha, divrei Rameya. This is all the opinion of Rameya. Rav Yudaimer, marim amoicher as a tefillin, as shaloi, v'chois v'chois of la'atzmai. A person could say, I'm writing the tefillin for myself, and then after he wrote it, he says, I'm going to write a different pair for myself, and I'm going to sell this pair to someone else. He could write and sell tefillin and mezuzos in the normal fashion in order that he should have parnosah. And there's a machlokes rishonim when Rav Yossi says here kedei parnosah, what does he mean? Many rishonim explain that it doesn't mean that he doesn't have what to eat, because if he doesn't have what to eat, we've learned many times that an individual ema lo yoichel, if there's an individual that doesn't have what to eat, that he's allowed to do melacha and Chol HaMoed. Here we're referring to a situation that even if he wants to have extras, he's allowed to write the tefillin under those circumstances. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam's opinion is that we have to take this literally. Kedei Farnasasoi means that he has to write strictly in a way that he needs to live. But if he has extra, he may not write. Eirelei Ravler of Chaninel, Ramelei Rabba Bechanel of Chananel, Halach Shois of Moike Kedakoi, Kedai Panasosoi, the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. But the halacha is indeed that somebody could write Tefillin Mezuzos for himself. So the question that we see from here is that for one's own need, he could write Tefillin. And Tosfos, the very Maskil of Rabbi Yossi, quotes a Yerushalmi that says that the tefillin that you're not allowed to write on Chol HaMoed for another person is only if the tefillin will not be used on Chol HaMoed. But if the person has no tefillin and needs a pair of tefillin to use on Chol HaMoed, says the Yerushalmi that everybody would agree that a sofer could write a pair of tefillin for them for such a person on Chol HaMoed. So Tosfos now begins a discussion about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed. He says the opinion of the Bahag is that on tefillin, on Chol HaMoed, we don't wear tefillin. The Riva says that our Yerushalmi is a raya, the Yerushalmi that we just quoted, is a raya that we do wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And that's exactly what the Mishnah and the Gemara are teaching us. If somebody needs the tefillin because they need to wear the tefillin on Chol HaMoed, they may write the tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Gemara Masechta Ervin, the Tzadik Vav on the base, quotes the opinion of Akiva, that says Shabbos laughed man tefillin, that on Shabbos we don't wear tefillin, because the pasuk says regarding tefillin v'hayu l'cha l'ois, the purpose of wearing the tefillin is that they should be for a special sign representing the special relationship that exists between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says on Chol HaMoed, on Yom Tov we have ois, Shabbos Yom Tov we already have an ois, and therefore we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos for Yom Tov. Says Tosfos, what is the machlokes that we just discussed between the Bahag and the Riva about wearing tefillin on Chol HaMoed? The Riva holds that Shabbos and Yom Tov are considered oisis because we don't do melacha on those days. On Chol HaMoed, as we've been learning in our Masechta, certainly under certain circumstances, we may do melacha. And since under certain circumstances we may do malach and Chol HaMoed, that's why we should wear tefillin and Chol HaMoed. The Bahag says that what makes Yom Tov into ois is not the permissibility or the isser of doing malacha. The special mitzvahs that are attached to every Yom Tov make a Yom Tov into an ois. And those special mitzvahs apply a Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, we have to sit in the sukkah. On Chol HaMoed, we have to take the dalaminim. On Chol HaMoed, we're not allowed to eat chametz. And therefore, on Yom Tov, we don't wear, he says we shouldn't wear tefillin. The Tor, following the opinion of the Rosh, says that one should wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. However, the Shulchan Aruch says that on tefillin, we don't wear tefillin. The Rama writes that the minig in the European communities was to wear tefillin, like we just quoted the Rosh and the Torah. He says, however, that when one puts on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, when he makes the bracha, he should make the bracha quietly. The Taz actually says more than that. The Taz says that if somebody's putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed, he should not make a bracha altogether. It's interesting to point out that even though normally we follow the opinion of the Rama, many Ashkenazic Jews don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed because the Talmidei HaGra and the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov both were of the opinion that tefillin should not be worn on Chol HaMoed. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael, it's almost universal that people don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Sfardim follow the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that says that we don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And the first Ashkenazic Jews that came back to Eretz Yisrael were the Talmidei HaGra and the Talmidei HaBaal Shem Tov, who we just said as well, don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. And that's where many people in Eretz Yisrael don't wear tefillin. The Mishnah Berurah says that if there's a minig in a shul not to wear tefillin, one should not wear tefillin at such a shul. Only put on the tefillin if you do wear tefillin in the privacy of your home. But there are many paiskim who suggest that if there's a shul, particularly here in Chutz La'aretz, that has many different members who who are from different communities, some have a minhag to wear tefillin, and some who don't wear tefillin. Everybody should follow their own minhag, but there are others that if most of the shul don't wear tefillin, the people who do wear tefillin daven in the back separately. The Tava Yirecha Tchilas, we learned in the Mishnah that one could make tzitzis on Cholamoy. Tana Rabbanan Tava Adar Yirecha Tchilas Latzivasoy, you could put it on your lap. Avaloy Be'evin, they used to put the string around the stone that it's woven better. Divrei Rabbi Elazar, the Chamaimrim, the Chama say Af Be'evin. The halach is that even putting it on the stone, which is the normal way of doing it, it's permissible. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yudai Mishmoy Be'evin, you could use a stone to weave your tzitzis threads. Avloi Be'pelech, that's a special type of a tool that was made for that purpose. The Chama Imrim, the Chama are lenient, and they say Be'en Be'evin Be'en Plach, we can make the tzitzis any way we want. Am Rabbi Yudai Mishmoy, V'chen Amar Rabbi Chiyah Bar Abba, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Be'en Be'evin Be'en Plach, you can make the tzitzis threads in any fashion. V'alocha, Kaisu Kedarkoi, you could write the Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzos in a normal fashion, or Meichik Kedai Penesosoi, like Rabbi Yossi's opinion. There is a Machloikis with Shoinim. When we speak about the thread of tzitzis that may be made on Chalamoid, according to different opinions, with a Shinui or without a Shinui, is it only the Tzcheles thread? That is the opinion of the Hagos Ashri. But the Tor, Beis Yosef's opinion is that it refers to all types of thread, the white and the tchelis. Furthermore, the Rishonim already say that, of course, even though we're being lenient in the production of tzitzis threads in Cholamoid, that's only in a situation of like kivei melachta lemoid, where a person did not intend deliberately that Cholamoid I have time, so Cholamoid's a good time to make my tzitzis. It's only in a situation where you don't have tzitzis, and therefore you're allowed to make those tzitzis of Cholamoid. We begin now the halachas of Avelis. The halach of Avelis are that somebody who loses one of his seven close relatives, those are the seven close relatives that even though we know a kohen normally may not come in contact with somebody who dies, by these seven relatives, he does become tamei. These individuals, if somebody loses such a close relative, the halacha is he has to begin Hilchos Avelis. Hilchos Avelis are that for the first 7 days of Avelis, he sits Shiva, and then for the remainder, there's a halacha of Shloishim. So teaches us the Mishnah, HaKoyv Esmeisoi Shloish Yom Koyim L'Regel. If somebody buries a close relative within 3 days of Yontif, as there were already 3 days of Shiva before Yontif, then the halacha is Batam Menegzer Shiva. If Yontif comes, the Shiva ends. And Tosfos says, why does the Mishnah specifically say HaKoivris Meisai? He says, the Mishnah is teaching us that Avelis, Shiva, doesn't begin until after the Kvura. Shmoina, if somebody performed 8 days of Avelis before Yontif, then the Shloshim goes away. Because once the 7 days passed, so the 8th day is already the Shloshim, and since the 8th day is the Shloshim, and now Yontif comes, Yontif takes away the Shloshim. And the Rishonim point out, why is there a difference that by Shiva we have to have, according to this opinion, which is not the halacha, as we're going to see in the Gemara. The halacha, as we're going to see in the Gemara, is that if somebody began Shiva in any way, once Yontif comes, the Shiva takes away, the Shiva ends. But according to the Mishnah, you have to have 3 days of Shiva. But by Shloshim, the Mishnah agrees that as soon as one began performing the Shloshim, the halacha is that Yontif takes it away. So explain the Rishonim. When we speak about Shiva, the different days of Shiva have different statuses, as we just learned in our Mishnah. The first 3 days of Shiva are more serious than the other days of Shiva. And that's why we make this difference. When it comes to Hilchos Shloshim, however, all the days of Shloshim are treated the same way. And since all the days of Shloshim are treated the same way, as soon as if one began keeping the Shloshim before Yontif, as soon as Yontif comes, it takes away the Shloshim. explains the Mishnah. Bnei she'amru, Shabbos oila, Shabbos, the days of, if there's a Shabbos during the Shiva, it's considered one of the Shiva days. Ve'enem afsekes, it doesn't break up the Shiva. V'regolim, b'yom tovim, mafsikim, they stop the Shiva, but ain't an oilim. Meaning, if somebody did not begin the Shiva before Yontif, so he's going to have to begin Shiva after Yontif. Why is Shabbos different than Yontif? So there are two primary reasons given. One reason is because on Yontif, there's a din of Simcha. On Shabbos, there isn't a din of Simcha. On Shabbos, there's a din of Oinig. Simcha, as we learned earlier in our Masechta, takes away Avelis. Oinig doesn't take away Avelis. Another pshat is that when Chazal established the days of Shiva, and they established 7 days, they knew you can't have 7 days without a Shabbos. So they knew that there's always going to be a Shiva, a Shabbos during the Shiva. And there's going to be Shabbos during the Shiva where the person will not be able to perform all of the halachas of Shiva, but it will be counted towards the Shiva. But there isn't necessity, obviously, that Yontif should always interrupt the Shiva. And that's why Yontif and Shiva are different. And based on what we just said, many Paiskim explain that Shabbos, on Yontif we know one has to eat meat because there's a chiv of Simcha on Yontif. On Shabbos, there's no chiv Simcha. There's a chiv Oinig. And everybody, as the Magen Avraham explains, everybody experiences Oinig. This is the Magen Avraham and Simen Reish Mem Beis, Sif Katan Aleph, experiences their Oinig in their own unique fashion. What is an Oinig to me is not an Oinig to you. When it comes to Simcha, the Halacha establishes that how is Simcha experienced? Simcha is experienced with Bas V'Yayin. When it comes to Oinig, it's a subjective, according to what gives me Oinig. In fact, we discussed that if somebody has an Oinig for fasting, that's why you're allowed to fast the Tanis Chaloy maybe on Shabbos, because that's an Oinu Kuloy. And therefore, as we just said, Shabbos and Yontif are very different. Rebbe Elazar Omer, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, and Shavuos is no longer, even though Shavuos is a Yontif Midaraisa 1 day, and Chutzlar is 2 days, but in Chut, when it's a stroll, when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, they had 6 days to make up the kabbonis. It was impossible when people were oil regal to bring all the kabbonis they needed to bring all on the 1 day of Shavuos. So they had days of miluim. But now that we don't have that anymore, says Rebbe Elazar, Atzeres k'Shabbos. Atzeres is treated like Shabbos. Rebbe Gamliel Omer, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, he says even though Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, A, they're not Yom Tovim, like the Shalosh Regalim, B, they're not long Yom Tovim. He says they're treated like Regalim. The Chama's opinion is, like the Rezeh, like the Rezeh, they have their own unique opinion. El Atzeres is treated like Regalim. Even Shavuos is treated like Yontif as far as nullifying the Shiva and Shloshim, given the halachas we learned and we will learn. And Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, they say, are treated like Shabbos. Amar Rav, says Rav, that when Yontif begins, the Mishnah says, Batla Gezeris, the Mishnah used the word Batla Gezeris Shiva. And the focus of the Gemara here is, what does it mean? What is meant when it said the word gzeris? Amrav gzeris batlu. What it means is that when Yontif comes, the gzera of Shloshim is stopped. However, Yom Milay batlu, the days don't end. And what it means is that after Yontif, if you didn't take a haircut or you didn't do what you had to do before Yontif, then after Yontif, whatever days are left till the conclusion of the Shiva still remain in effect. V'chein amar Rav Huna, gzeiris batlu, yom le batlu. Rav Sheshet amar, Rav Sheshet disagrees, and Rav Sheshet's opinion is, afil yom na batlu. But the Yontif, when we say that the Yontif takes away the Shloshim, it means it takes it away entirely, and there's no more Shloshim even after Yontif. Says the Gemara, my tam la yom le batlu, what is meant when we said that the days armed over. What is the practical application? Says the Gemara, as we explained, Shlomoy Gilach Erev Regel. If somebody who could have taken a haircut before Yontif because the Shloshim was taken away, if he didn't do so, Osla Galech Acher Regel. After Yontif, he won't be able to, because as we explained, the days of Shloshim are still there until after they're over. Says the Gemara Vatanya. Vatanya here means a raya. Vatanya, Kavis Meisah Shloshim Yom Kodem L'Regel. If somebody buried a nifta, if he already experienced 3 days of Shiva before Yontif, Batlo Yimenu Kazer Shiva, and then Yontif comes, the Shiva is taken away. Shmoina Yom Kodem L'Regel, if he kept 8 days before Yontif, Batlo Yimenu Kazer Shloshim, he doesn't have to keep Shloshim anymore. Umagaleach Erev Regel, but he should take a haircut Erev Yontif, says the Braisa, Imloy Gilach Erev Regel, but if he didn't take that haircut Erev Yontif, then the halacha is Osla Galeach Achar Regel, he has to wait until the Shloshim is over. Abishalaymer, Mutav LeGalech Achar Regel, he could take the haircut after Yontif. Why? Says Abashal, Shem Shemitzu Shloisha, once somebody observed 3 days of Shiva, and then Yontif comes, Mevatel's Gzer Shiva, the Yontif takes away the Shiva entirely, and after Yontif he won't have to resume and make up the days that he missed. Kach Mitzvah Shiva, Mevatel's Gzer Shloishim. That if Yontif came and he already had kept the Shiva, and now the Yontif takes away the Shloishim, he doesn't have to keep it at all. Shiva, ask the Gemara, does the Yontif take away the Shloshim when it was on the seventh day? V'adnan Shmoina Tanan. Haven't we learned that the only time that Yontif could stop the Shloshim is if there was at least 8 days of avails before Yontif? Answers the Gemara, Kesava Abishol. Abishol's opinion is that Mixes a Yom Kikulai, V'yom Shvila Oilil Kan Lil Kan, which means as follows. He says that the day of Shiva, the last day of Shiva, says Abishol, as soon as the morning comes, the person can keep their Shivas over. So if the Shiva is over, he doesn't have to sit Shiva that entire seventh day. And then that day, the Shloshim begins. Since that day begins the Shloshim, so now Yontif comes, Yontif takes away the Shloshim. So that's why Abishol, by explaining Mixas Yoyim Kikulai, says that if the seventh day was Erev Yontif, he would already not have to keep Shloshim before Yontif. So Rabbi Chanan explains what is the machloikis of the Tanakam and Abishol. He says the machloikis is based on how we understand the concept of Mixas Yoyim Kikulai. He says that according to Abishol, what Mixas Yoyim Kikulai teaches us is that even though you just did it for Mixas Yoyim, even though you just did it for part of the day, Kikulai, the halacha looks at it as if you did everything you were supposed to do. So if somebody sat Shiva for the beginning of the seventh day, the halacha looks as if he sat Shiva that whole day. Then Mixas Yoyim Kikulai teaches us that he began doing Shloshim that day. And again, Mixas Yom Kikulai means that he kept already Shloshim, some Shloshim, and therefore Yontif could come and take that away. The Tanakhama disagrees. Tanakhama says that Mixas Yom Kikulai is not that powerful. In other words, the Tanakhama is going to agree that a person on the seventh day doesn't have to sit Shiva the entire day. He's going to agree, as we're going to learn, that you could start Shiva in the morning, and that would be enough. But he's going to hold that that's only a halacha regarding what you have to do. A Mixas Yom Kikulai teaches us that as soon as you sat Shiva for part of the day, that's enough. But it doesn't mean that the entire day of Shiva is over. The day is over only when the day is over. Amma Rav Chisda Amma Ravina Bar Sheila Halacha Kabishol. The halacha is like Abishol, and as Tosfos says, regarding both rules. Both one that we say mixes Hayom Kikulai, and number two, that the Yom HaShvi could serve as the, if this last day was Erev Yontif, it'll take away both the Shiva and the Shloshim. Amar Rav Chisda Amar Ravina, halacha ka Abishol, the halacha is like Abishol. However, most Rishonim are of the opinion that even though Rabbi Shaul, as we just learned, says mix yom kikuloi, you have to, and this is the halacha, you have to have that the seventh day in the morning began. It's not enough that the seventh day, which begins at night, and somebody sat shiva at that point, that we could say mix yom kikuloi. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda Amar Ravina by Sheila halacha ka Rabbi Shaul. Says the Gemara, Amay nechacham Rabbi Shaul, the Chacham agree with Rabbi Shaul. That if the eighth day was Shabbos, and that was Erev Regel, and that was Erev Yontif, that the person could already wash, take a haircut on Erev Shabbos, even though normally they need that the eighth day should have begun in order for Shloshim to go away. Here, they'll agree that the seventh day will be enough to take away the Shiva and the Shloshim. Says the Gemara, Kishman oz lohada amar of Amram Rav, Ovel, kivin she'amdu menachem etzloi, that an Ovel who's sitting shiva, as soon as the people who are being menachem him get up, the halacha is mutter b'rechitza, the shiva is over, command k'abishol, that's the halacha of Abishol, that says that we say, mixes ayoyim k'kulay. So the interesting question that the Paiskim discuss is that, what happened if there were no menachem? Nobody came to menachem Ovel him. Does he have to wait until somebody comes to be menachem him? And until that happens, he has to continue sitting shiva? Or is it enough, as the Ramah paskins, that as long as he sat shiva up to the point in the day where people who are menachem avil him normally are menachem avil him, that point he could get up on shiva? Why do we need to have that the menachem should come? Whereas in other places, we say mixes ayoyim kikuloi, and that is enough for Hilchus Tumah Tahara. We learn many times that as soon as part of the day comes, the person is tar. We don't have any other requirements. Why are we here? Do we have to have menachem etzloi? So Rabbi Yoshev explains that the reason we say mixes ayoyim kikuloi on the seventh day is once the person performed some of the Hilchus Avelis on that seventh day, so that means he did Shiva on the seventh day. And that's enough. He doesn't have to do any more. But if no one came to be Menachem Avel him, so then he didn't perform Hilchus Shiva on that day. And if he didn't perform Hilchus Shiva on that day, that's why he has to remain sitting Shiva until the day is over. But as we said, the Ramah doesn't pass him that way. And that's why there's a very interesting discussion in the Paiskim. What would be if the seventh day is Shabbos? So if the seventh day is Shabbos, he doesn't sit Shiva on Shabbos. Al Gemara says that we say mixes ayoyim kikuloi after people came on that seventh day and were menachem avil him. But on Shabbos, nobody comes to menachem avil him, and therefore they wanted the paiskim, the child's Shuvas Habach, wants to say that he would have to keep Shiva that entire day. Where would be very relevant? It's Shabbos anyway. He's not sitting Shiva. Because the halacha is an Ovel during the Shiva is not supposed to get an Aliyah. So what would be on the Shabbos, if Shabbos is the seventh day of his Avelis? And then he comes to Shul. May he receive an Aliyah? If we say on Shabbos, Mixes Yom Kikuloi, then he would be allowed to receive an Aliyah. But if we don't say Mixes Yom Kikuloi, then we would not be able to give an Aliyah. The Bach is Machmer. There are other paiskim that are lenient, and the opinion of the Taz in Yoridei is Simon Tuf Beis Sif Katan Hay is that we could be lenient and we apply the concept of mitzvah Yom Kikuloi even if the seventh day is on Shabbos. Amar Abaya, Halach Abishol B'Yom Shiva. We follow the Pesach of Abishol on Yom Shiva. Or Ma'idim Chacham Abishol B'Yom Shlishim. And the Chacham agree regarding the Yom Shlish on the 30th day, the day we say Mixes Yom Kikuloi. There we say Mixes Yom Kikuloi. And Rabbi Yoshev explains why would they differentiate between Shloshim and Shiva. So he says that the concept of Avela Shiva is learned from the pasuk of v'chapachti aveichem la'evel. So Avelis is compared to Yontif. By Yontif, of course, when Yontif is a 7-day Yontif, it's a full 7 days. Similarly, says Rabbi Yoshev, the Chacham hold that Shiva has to be a full 7 days. But by Shloshim, There is no shita like that. And since there is no shita like that, the shloshim they will agree will say mixes yom kikuloi. Rava says halacha b'shol v'yom shloshim. We agree with Abishol's opinion regarding saying mixes yom kikuloi and yom shloshim. Vein halacha k'abishol b'yom shiva, and we just gave a good explanation why to differentiate. Well, Nadai Amri, whereas Nadai says halach kabeshul ba'bazu bazu, both by the shiva and by the shloshim, we say mixes yom kikuloi, and the Gemara explains because, as we've learned, Dom Shmuel, Shmuel teaches us halach kedivrei amekel ba'evil, and as we said in our previous shiur, this is not connected to the concept of Sofok Rabbana Lakula. When Chazal established Hilchas Avelis, says Shmuel, they established that Avelis, we always follow the lenient opinion. So we learned the concept of Shloshim. Ask the Gemara that for 30 days, an Avel Rachman Tzlon is not allowed to cut his hair. Ask the Gemara Nolan, where do we know that halacha from? Says the Gemara, Yelef Pera Pera Minozer. We learn Xer Shavah from Nozer. Ksiv Hacha, it says that the Pasuk says, when Nadav and Avihu passed away, that their brothers should not act with Avelis like everybody else who, Rachmanu Tzlan, loses a brother, has to keep Avelis. The Torah said to Nadav and Avihu, to Allah and Asama, Reshechem al tefro, don't leave your hair. V'ksiv hasam, and regarding the Nazir, the Torah uses similar words. The Torah says, Gadol pera sa'ar roishay, ma'ala halon shloshim, naziris. The typical term of a Naziris is 30. Afkan Shloshim, here too, the typical period is going to be Shloshim. Ask the Gemara Vahosim and Nolan, and from where do we know that the standard term of Naziris is 30 days? Amram Nasna, Stam Naziris Shloshim Yoim. The standard term of a Naziris is 30 days. Ask the Gemara, my time, why? Says the Gemara, Amakra, the Pasuk speaking about the Nazir says, Kodesh Yia Gadol Per Sar Roshay. And Yia is Begematria Tlos and Hava. Of the Rosh points out that, of course, this is not considered a full-fledged limud, as it says in the Mishnah that Gematrias are Paparis L'Chachma. They're only something nice to add, but they're not considered a legitimate way of learning. When we say the Braisa of Shloish Esrei Midas, Tajatayr and the Drushas Bahem, Gematria is not one of the Shloish Esrei Midas. But it's really, says the Rosh, Aloch L'Moshe M'Sinai, and this was a nice remez that that's the term. Amar Rav Huna Bar Yehoshua, Hakamoydim, Shchal Shvish Shalalias Everegel, that if the third day, going back to the opinion of our Mishnah, that the Shiva is not lifted unless 3 days of Shiva passed, says the Gemara, Kishchal Shli Loi Erev Regal, when the third day is on Erev Yontif, Osu Berchitza Ad Erev. He has to keep the whole day Shiva until the night, he can't stop the Shiva. Amram Nechemi Breid Rav Yeshua, Ashkechatinu, Rapapi V'Rapapa D'Yasvika Amri, they both said, Halach Breid Rav Yeshua, that Halach is like Rav Yeshua, that you have to have full 3 days in order before Yontif to have Shiva experienced, for Yontif to lift the Shiva. Be'ikid Amri, Amram Nechemi Breid Rav Yosef, Ashkechatinu L'Rapapi L'Rapapa L'Rafuna Breid Rav Yeshua, the Yasvi V'Ka'amri, and they taught us Hakel Moedim Shemchal Shlishili Loi Lias Be'erev Regal, that if the third day comes out on Erev Yontif, Osu Berchitza Ad Erev, you're not allowed to do anything until the evening. They have to keep the whole Shiva because you have to have full 3 days.